Some people who are too busy or exhausted at the end of the day to cook dinner are turning to personal chefs for help. They want nutritious and professionally prepared meals in their homes, but they don't want to cook it themselves. Over the past decade, more people have been able to afford to hire someone to prepare meals in their kitchens. And more people who love to cook have joined the booming personal chef industry. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The smell of sautéing vegetables fills the kitchen. Megan Swift is starting the first of several dishes she'll prepare for her client.
It's a warm Asian slaw. And you know what I kind of did was grab some vegetables that I know would be good in it, especially in the winter. We're just going to lightly sauté it. So it is a little bit more tender than a raw vegetable. And then put a really nice seasoning on it.
Swift is a personal chef. This is a second career for her. Before she became a professional cook, she worked in a hospital neurology unit as a psychiatric rehab counselor.
I always wanted to be a chef, but for some odd reason, I never thought I could do it as a career. So I did it, you know, as a hobby mostly.
But Swift decided to go to culinary school and afterwards worked in a hotel and restaurants before becoming a personal chef. Unlike live-in cooks, these chefs typically go to a person's home to cook in one day enough food for a week or month's worth of dinners. Sometimes the meals are prepared in a professional kitchen and delivered. The meals can be fancy or simple. It's all up to the customer who approves the menu. The concept, already popular on the West and East Coast, is becoming increasingly so in Middle America. David McKay, the executive director of the U.S. Personal Chef Association, says a number of personal chefs in his group jumped from 500 to 5,000 in just over 5 years.
And you can find a USPCA-trained personal chef in every city larger than 50,000 people in this country. And whether it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, places that you would never think you'd find a personal chef, they're operating successfully.
Candy Wallace, the head of the American Personal Chef Association, says about 100,000 people use personal chefs. They are people who are not fabulously rich or necessarily famous. They include, says Wallace, individuals who are changing the way they eat for medical reasons, seniors who want convenient, healthy meals, and working professionals, many who have children, who are sick of eating out at restaurants, fast food joints, or popping in a frozen dinner.
And they're finding that they don't feel well because so much of what they're ingesting is laden with preservatives and nitrites. So they're turning to personal chefs to customize a culinary program for them that's specific to their own palate.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
That's Olivia.
This is Olivia.
Meet the Mulhollands, Megan Swift's morning clients each Monday. Holding his one-year-old daughter, Olivia, Robert helps usher Swift in as she brings in groceries and her small tool chest full of kitchen utensils. Robert stays at home with his daughter, but he says he and his wife, Mary Pat, decided to hire a chef when they both worked outside the home.
And by the time we were done with bathing our daughter and playing with her after working 10 or 12 hours a day, we're exhausted, and the last thing in the world we wanted to do is cook and then clean up.
Mary Pat says they would eat takeout nearly every night, costly and not extremely nutritious. So they decided to hire a personal chef to cook them dinner for each weekday, which ended up costing them about $13 per meal.
So it's really not that expensive when you take into account that she shops for you, she prepares it, cooks it, packages it all, and you've got two meals for five nights a week, and you don't even have to do anything.
In the kitchen, Swift is preparing several meals at once. She says there are a number of advantages to her profession.
I love hearing people's reactions, and my clients are very nice about that. The other advantage is the variety. You know, I go an entire week and not cook the same meal, you know, for anybody.
And unlike in restaurant work, her hours are her own. It's those type of advantages which have drawn more professional cooks like Swift to the personal chef industry, just as the convenience of fresh, customized meals has increased the number of people hiring them. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.